For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Riley Fawcett, a freshman out of Proctor, Minnesota. And Riley, your team just got done playing Pursuit of Excellence, some high school level team, but they're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really good. They got a lot of skill.
You had a great game tonight, 5 shots on goal, a goal and an assist tonight. What was it like to get a chance to get out there and really show off your skills?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, every time you step on the ice, you just go as hard as you can. So I'm lucky I got the opportunity to play this game. So it was a really good feeling to get my first goal and an assist.
It's unfortunate it doesn't count on the statistics or anything, and the win doesn't count in the win column, but obviously you get some confidence coming out of a game like this, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Your team has had some great success over the weekends. Of course, you're ranked number 8 in one poll and 9 in the other. How much does that help your team when you go into weekends against Duluth, and then, of course, this weekend you've got Mankato?
Yeah, it gives us a lot of confidence. Just beating the Gophers, sweeping UMD, and then going half and half with UMD, it just gives us a lot of confidence, and we're a really hardworking team, and that's what leads us to our success.
You as a freshman, how do you think you've adapted to this Beaver hockey squad?
I think I've done pretty well. I mean, it was hard at first to get the pace going, but I think I'm adjusting pretty well.
It's a big difference from high school hockey, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
For you tonight, you got a chance to play between Whitney Wivoda and Cicely Nelson. How'd that feel for you?
It was great. I mean, they're both amazing players, so I'm honored to play with them.
You had an assist on Christine Grenier's goal. Of course, you set it up at the blue line, I believe, and got the puck just moving up the ice to Whitney Wivoda. Talk about how that all played out for you.
I believe it was at the end of my shift, and I was just really tired, so I just hit it up to Whit, and I didn't even see the goal because I was getting off, but I mean, I heard it was a pretty good goal.
And then, of course, you had a crash the net goal that they had to review. Talk about how that one started.
I was coming in wide, and I saw Rachel get it, so I just crashed the net, hoping to get my stick on it, and I got my body on it, and I didn't even know that it went in, to be honest, but I mean, it was exciting.
It's always fun when you can get a couple of points against a team like Pursuit, and of course, team also got a power play goal tonight. You know the special teams are a huge factor in WCHA play. How much do you guys practice that?
Every practice we practice it, so we take probably like 15-20 minutes working on it, so it's really important for us.
How hard is it to have a game in between two big weekends?
I mean, it definitely kind of screws up the whole thing, but I think it'll help us. I don't know.
What have your teammates and your coach told you about Mankato, what to expect this weekend?
They're a really young team, and they're really hardworking, so we just have to go out there and play Beaver hockey and work as hard.
Why'd you choose BSU?
It's close to home. I love the campus. I love the rink. I loved all the coaches, and the players are great. So,
who got to give you the tour when you first came to Bemidji State on your visit?
Amber Frickland, I think.
Did you get to hang out with any of the players?
I don't remember. I was a junior in high school, so that was like 3 years ago. But I think I got to hang out a couple, probably 20 minutes before their game and stuff. So,
obviously, this Beaver hockey family is like a family. What's it been like traveling with them?
It's been great. They're all just a bunch of fun, funny people. So they're great.
Is there a prankster on the team?
Rachel? Yeah, Rachel Kelly, definitely.
I'm going to get you in trouble with the upperclassmen. I'm sorry. Riley, have you decided on a major yet?
Yeah, I'm double majoring in PE and exercise science.
You hoping to be a teacher?
Yeah, gym teacher, probably.
Very cool. Well, good luck this weekend against Mankato, and congrats on a big game.
Thank you.